At 9:03 this morning, in front of 10 West 33rd Street, a disgruntled former employee of a company at that address shot and killed a former co-worker, striking him three times.
Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly had hastily called a news conference around 11 this morning, some 2 hours after the first shots rang out in front of a women's apparel business in the shadows of the Empire State Building.
The subject, Jeffrey Johnson, age 53, then fled eastbound on West 33rd Street to Fifth Avenue when he walked northbound along the curb line with a .45 caliber handgun secreted in a black bag that he had under his arm. A construction worker who had followed Johnson from West 33rd Street alerted two uniformed police officers who were on post in front of the Empire State Building's Fifth Avenue entrance as part of our counterterrorism coverage. As the two officers approached Johnson, he pulled his .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol from his bag and fired on the officers, who returned fire, killing him. An additional 9 individuals were either wounded or grazed during the exchange, 6 of whom were removed to Bellevue Hospital and 3 to New York Presbyterian Cornell Medical Center.
The 6 people wounded were said to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries and appear to have simply been innocent bystanders. The alleged shooter, later described as a designer of women's accessories who had been let go by the apparel company last year, was killed by police bullets. And it appeared that the people wounded may have been struck by police bullets as well. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, as he was questioned by reporters.
At this point, you said that there were multiple shots from officers possibly inadvertently hitting civilians.
Well, it's under investigation. We just don't know.
Only 2 officers to fire shots, those that the suspect.
We believe the only shots were fired by the perpetrator and by the police department. There's no evidence that anybody else was involved. The police department was 2 officers who were there.
2 officers.
That's correct.
Later in the day, the relatives of the wounded gathered at New York Presbyterian and Bellevue hospitals where the injured were being treated. This young man said he was the son of shooting victim Erica Solis of the Bronx.
My mom is inside with my dad and everything. We're just waiting on, you know, the doctors to see if she can go home today or not. But they're not going to release her. I doubt it, because the bullet's still there. They don't know whether to take it out or leave it there.
Where was she shot
again? In her back leg, on the back of her knee, left leg.
From what you're saying, though, she'd like to leave today. So, I mean, she did it go through? Is the bullet in there?
The bullet's still lodged inside.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I said, the doctors, you know, they're not going to, you know, they don't want to let her go until everything, you know, until she's fine. Yeah, I spoke to her. She's fine, yeah. She's a little restless, you know. She just wants to go home and get, you know, all this over with. But other than that, like, you know, I'm glad she's here. I'm very glad she's here.
Traffic in the area was tied up for hours as police scoured over the crime scene. The gun the alleged shooter used was described as a .45 caliber handgun, but whether it was acquired legally was not immediately known. Nevertheless, statements from Governor Andrew Cuomo, several other elected officials, and the mayor seem to indicate that this shooting will generate renewed calls for gun control legislation. Again, Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
It's a terrible thing. Our first thoughts are for the murder victim. And then prayers that, thank God, nobody else was seriously injured and that they will all recover. And once again, there's an awful lot of guns out there. Thank you very much.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.